minutes to the top of the hour. We do this every week, every Wednesday night at this time. We talk to one of the contributors to AnchorRising.com. And joining us on the line is Monique Chartier from Anchor Rising. Monique, how are you?
Good. How are you, Matt?
I'm sick and tired of this whole thing. I'm waiting for the election. How about you? I've about had it.
I'm a geek. I like it right to the end.
Really? You're still juiced up for it, huh? I can't take it anymore. I consider myself to be a junkie, too, and I've just had about enough of it.
I have to say that the if you'll excuse the expression, the BS level has been higher than it's been in any other campaign. Hey,
what's going on the blog today?
Well, I'll be putting up a post shortly in which I answer you the question that you asked last night. Who is more responsible for John McCain standing in the polls, the biased media or the McCain campaign itself? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, but also you asked what was going on the blog. And we are basically now talking about some of the state races. Whereas before that, we'd been talking about the presidential stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin has a post about the Senate president, who apparently has the nerve to say in all seriousness that he's running on his record.
let's hope.
Holy mackerel. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was in the journal today. I saw that. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mark has a post about the highway bond referendum, mm-hmm. and which we're very concerned about, because why are we spending extra bond money for something that should have been paid for out of the budget?
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew has a post about Jim Haldeman, who you will be talking to later tonight.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And, Mr. Haldeman has a very good question, which is sort of the same thing. Why would we trust the leadership that's gotten into this enormous jam to begin with?
Well, you know, we might have a choice. I mean, it's up to the populace, and
That's true. With
at least one of the members of the leadership of the leadership team on the House side, anyway, without a contestant in his race.
That's really unfortunate.
Unless the actual House of Representatives gets together and decides they need new leadership, we're stuck.
And if we elect enough non incumbents, we could get a new leader on that side.
So that's possible. You're absolutely right.
That's possible. I don't know, possible, yes. It is. So, but it's all very interesting, and you know, please come to Anchor Rising and participate in the discussion.
Excellent. And how many more we got? To have? 8 more days? No, how many days we have
six.
Left? No, 6 days.
6, baby.
Please don't make the number any higher than it needs to be. All right, Monique, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much,
Monique Chartier from AnchorRising.com. Go there right now, AnchorRising.com. They have some really their posts are just interesting. They're informative. They have all kinds of resources. I go there every day. Every day.